Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Break out your comic collection and your peace-tied costume weaponry. Shane Gerlach is vice chairman and talent coordinator for SuperCon. It's a fan convention that celebrates comic books, sci-fi, fantasy, anime, board games, video gaming, and more. And it's in Sioux Falls this Friday. It's 2 days, 22 hours, 35 minutes, and 6 seconds away. Shane Gerlach joins us from Sioux Falls. Welcome, Shane.
Thank you for having me on so much. I appreciate it.
There's a countdown clock on the website as the excitement builds. So tell us about this event.
Well, last year, our chairman, Brian Brockmeyer, posed a question on Facebook saying, would you like a comic book convention in Sioux Falls? And the outpouring was overwhelming. And in 6 months, we put together a convention with absolutely no clue on how to do it, what we were doing, or, we just thought that if we got people and brought them together, it would work itself out. And we had charities we wanted to serve. We are a nonprofit. And so we printed out 500 lanyards for the convention, and 1,500 people showed up. So we said, wow, we should do this again. So it's become a yearly event, and this is our second year.
What did you learn that first year other than there was a whole lot more interest than you had even imagined? What are the other lessons that you take forward into year two?
Well, we learned that people like to dress up in costume. We were not expecting the turnout we had for the cosplay competition. We learned that people will volunteer. And we learned that Midwesterners do not make reservations. They just show up. So we had lower ticket sales, and then just people showed up at the door, which we were happy for.
We don't like to be obligated to stuff. We like to make up our mind the day of.
Exactly. We're the type of people who show up at a busy restaurant at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Right.
Shocked that we can't get a table.
All right. Let's pick up for those who don't know what cosplay is. Tell me what cosplay is.
Cosplay is costume role play, and it is where people dress up as their favorite video game character, comic book character, movie character, Disney princess, Disney hero. And it's just a way of expressing your fandom. It's a way of honoring the characters that may have meant something to you in your youth or even as an adult. What we found is a lot of people feel empowered when they're in their costume. Maybe they were marginalized at some time in their youth or as they've grown up, and they've identified the character, and dressing as this character gives them a sense of belonging and gives them a sense of strength.
How elaborate are the costumes for adults who come and really are enthusiastic about cosplay?
Unbelievably detailed. Our winner last year dressed as a video game character from BioShock video game. The character's name is Big Daddy, and he is a robot, and it was a 6 foot by probably 4 foot to 5 foot across dome, completely carved with a working lights and a working tail, and we had a 7 foot walking tree from Lord of the Rings, and it just the detail that's put into this foam crafting, and we'll be doing a panel on foam crafting. I mean, these are artisans. These are more than just people who just slap together a costume from their local superstore. These are people who really put work into it. We had a young lady last year whose mother brought her out, and she dressed as a character from Sailor Moon. And she came back on Sunday after the competition to spend time at the convention, and her mother came to me with almost tears in her eyes saying, thank you, my daughter feels like she fits in finally.
Wow.
And she had worked hard to make that costume and to replicate it, buying the material herself and sewing it and making the wig and spending hours just perfecting her costume to honor a character that she enjoyed and that she found comfort in watching that show.
So, Shane, what do you make of that when a child or even an adult kind of comes in the room and relaxes and says, you know, this is my tribe, essentially?
Well, you know, that's one of the goals that Brian and I have set up, is that this be all-inclusive, that this encompass all areas of fandom. And to have people feel safe and to look someone in the eye and say, oh, wow, you're like me. I thought I was alone out here. It's Brian and I both bawled like babies at closing ceremonies last year as we realized that this is something that, that people wanted, and more than that, people needed. They needed some place where they could go and just express themselves as themselves.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the artistry of foam crafting and then some of the events. The panel, let's start with the panel for that. What might people come and learn, you know, from a panel conversation like that?
Well, you know, in the foams crafting, they're going to talk about how you can make your own costume, how you could create something that you want. We're also going to have on cosplay armor, which is priming, painting, finishing, and then eventually looking like the character. We're going to have a couple of different panels on just dressing, creating cosplay right out of your own closet, in fact. And then we have other panels going on. We have Weird Science with Dr. Rob Pyatt, where he's going to talk about some of the science that you see in these fantastical movies and comic books, and is it realistic? We're going to have Siouxland Libraries there talking about what does Superman read, and some of the books that they have that interest young readers or adult readers. I know from my personal experience, when I was a fourth grader, I was reading at the level of a senior in high school, and I attribute that all to my love of comic books. There were words there that I had to find out the meaning of, and I thank my father for taking me to the Five and Dime and bringing me comic books and instilling that magic in me.
So let's not let that pass by, because lots of parents who are listening would say that a comic book is not reading, that a graphic novel doesn't count. And I'm hoping that you can articulate that. Why? What's the magic and the literature development of digging into those intricate graphic novels or really cool comics?
Well, we look back at, you know, when we were kids, or when I'm 49 years old, when I was a child, maybe they weren't as engaging. We have comics out there and graphic novels out there now that talk about, well, we have a Pulitzer Prize winner in Mouse, M-A-U-S, mm-hmm. which talked about the struggle of the Jewish people during World War II. There's graphic novels like Watchmen that comment on the political landscape of Britain in the 1980s, and that's been used in college campuses. There's wonderful books out there that address child suicide, that address fitting in, that talk about belonging. And you talked earlier, you mentioned that tribe, and there's a connectiveness. When you see a hero defeat someone that you can attribute to, that has marginalized you, there's real power in that, in seeing the good guy come through, in seeing someone like you. And I'm not even talking the costume heroes. There are books out there of young teen girls, young teen boys, or even younger, accomplishing great things. And I think that there's real power in that. When you read that, it engages you, and you use your imagination, and you see what's happening. Sure, it's a graphic medium where there's pictures, but so much happens off the panel where you have to feed in. Mm-hmm. And you can see yourself as that character.
The level of artistry in graphic novels has expanded exponentially, I think, as well. And it's a really accessible art form as well, to study, you know, perspective and line and all that. Is that something that you find, too, that the artistry
Absolutely.
As well as the storytelling?
Absolutely. You know, walk by and in your local bookstore or at your local, wherever they sell books or comic books, and you see this bright cover, right? And you see someone, and you see that they bring you in, they suck you in, and you open it up, and you watch it take place.
Yeah.
And the realism has changed so much. You know, we've gone to now computer coloring and computer backgrounds, where it used to be, you know, the old style of print, where all back in Marvel Comics early days, if you look, all the villains were in purple and green, and all the good guys were in red, white, and blue. you know, because that was the color palette. You didn't have much of a color palette. And now it's so amazing. We have an artist coming in that works for DC Comics, Tom Nguyen. Last year, he was one of our guests, and he asked to come back, and he does most of his work on a surface. And he shows, he does a panel on drawing on the surface and how
the
you can
computer
use
tablet, the surface.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of a a pad and paper, you can just carry your laptop or your tablet with you and do artwork right there.
What's popular, sort of evergreen consistently, and what's trending now as far as, you know, where people are drawn, either from characters that you're seeing costumes or, you know, gaming that's really trending right now?
Well, I think that, you know, as far as the costumes, what we see is, you know, there's always Batman. Hmm. There's always Superman. Those guys are iconic. Captain America is iconic. The Star Wars characters, oh my goodness, you see so many of the Star Wars characters. After our opening ceremony, we'll have the 501st Legion, which are adults who create these beautiful Star Wars costumes, and they go around to children's hospitals, and they do charity events, and it's a nationwide group, and we have the Midwest Legion coming, and they'll explain what they do and the charities that they serve as well.
Let's make sure we talk about charities and how this event, and if you're just tuning in, Shane Gerlach is my guest from Sioux Falls. We're talking about SuperCon, which is a fan festival convention in Sioux Falls, Friday, May 12th, and tell me how it supports and serves communities through charity.
Well, like I said, we are completely nonprofit. So after we pay our bills, everything that we have left over goes to two of our charities. The first one is Reach Literacy. This Brian and I, being comic book driven more than anything and lovers of literature, we thought this was a perfect charity to give to. It empowers adults who have struggled with reading. It hooks them up with mentors. It gives them books at a level where they can learn. And it serves right here in South Dakota. So that's another thing we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure that these were local charities that we could see the work happening in. It's a shame when you see an adult walk in and they can't even fill out a work application because of their lack of reading skills. Hmm. So Reach works with them, giving them a tutor and someone who is empathetic to their struggle and helps them grow in their reading. And then our other charity that we serve is the JY6 Foundation. Jorgen Yaidi is a young man who passed away from cancer. He inspired many people around him, and the JY6 Foundation works to fund pediatric cancer research and leukemia research. And every year they honor the Nurse of the Year, and we were honored to have a table at the gala this year where they honored the Nurse of the Year. So it's another local charity. Young Sioux Falls man and his family has carried on his legacy, and all their money goes towards the pediatric cancer research and leukemia research.
I'm looking at the list, and you can look it up at SuperCon, SIOU, like Sioux Falls, SuperCon.com. And Sean Williams is back. We talked to him last year.
Sean, he will be coming back, and he's just a great guy. I met him years ago at a convention in Rochester, Minnesota, and just a wonderful man. He cares about the medium and has dedicated his life to it.
Yeah.
And he's actually helping others grow in this medium.
And an artist who really looked at gender representation too, and as a male artist, really looked at how women were depicted in the genre and made strides to make that more empowering, and it was neat talking to him. I remember that from a year ago now.
Absolutely, yeah. He got to write the most empowered female character that there is in Wonder Woman, and his story is so beautiful because it's not her impact as a warrior, it's her impact as a diplomat to young women. Yeah. And just a great story. All of his stories touch on that, on equality and empowerment of the individual, regardless of race or sexual orientation or gender. So Sean is just such a great guest. I'm looking forward to seeing him. You make me chuckle because I'm looking forward to seeing him again on Friday when he comes in. So,
all right. So let's finish with some of your personal favorites, favorite comics, favorite characters, favorite graphic novels. What do you think?
Oh, I'm a sucker for Captain America and a sucker for Spider-Man. And, you know, that's, you know, those go from my youth and they carry forward. But as I've grown older, I found myself reading books that are autobiographical or biographical that touch on mental illness and touch on just the struggles of growing up. And I find myself turning to more fantasy books as I have a 9-year-old son, and these are books I can share with him. Mm. So, you know, every genre can be touched on, and I enjoy all of them. My personal favorite right now is we're honored to have Bill Willingham, an Eisner Award-winning author, come in. And he wrote the book Fables, where he took the Once Upon a Time characters and brought them into modern day. And it's just a charming story. Once Upon a Time on TV is probably directly a result of how popular and great his book was. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing Bill here and hearing him talk. So
my daughter introduced me to Marvel last summer, and she said, "Well, who do you like?" And I was like, "I'm a Captain American girl too. Who knew?" And I had never,
right?
I didn't grow up with that. And as an adult, I was like, "I don't know. It's all about Cap." So, all right,
absolutely.
Shane Gerlach, SuperCon, The Sioux Empire Strikes Back. It's at the Best Western Plus Ram Coda in Sioux Falls, and it is this weekend, Friday, May 12th. It starts. Shane, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.